Worried about terrorism and security? What should investors do with their money? We'll touch upon these and other topics with Mark Heppenstall of Penn Mutual Asset Management in a moment.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Money news that helps your bottom line.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. The terrorist bombings in Brussels have brought security concerns back to the attention of investors. Should they alter their investment strategies or stay the course? Here to talk about this is Mark Heppenstall, Chief Investment Officer of Penn Mutual Asset Management. Mark, we all know investors can get skittish when security concerns ramp up, as they obviously have following the deadly bombings in Brussels. Have these attacks altered your recommendations as to how investors should behave?
You know, well, certainly the bombings this morning were quite scary, and the implications for the economies across the globe, you know, could be significant over the long haul. But in terms of how investors should be reacting to the horrific events this morning, I would say to you remain calm. You know, you need to have a risk allocation, a risk tolerance that you're comfortable with, and stick with that plan over the long haul. And don't let short-term blips in the market affect your long-term decision-making.
So what should investors be concerned with at this point beyond Brussels?
Well, certainly, you know, my initial reaction to the bombings this morning was just concern over more protectionist economic policies and political policies across the globe. You know, certainly we're seeing some of that with regards to Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump on the political spectrum here in the United States. And, you know, I just worry that more and more countries may look to turn inward, which may impact longer-term economic growth. Certainly, you know, the global economy is functioning well, and I hate for countries to turn inward at this point.
What investments do you favor specifically right now?
Well, at Penn Mutual Asset Management, we're liability-driven investors, which means we primarily focus on the world of fixed income securities. So most of our assets are investment-grade-related securities. The best opportunities today are in the world of structured securities, mortgage-backed securities, and asset-backed securities. They offer attractive spreads relative to corporate bonds and treasury bonds in today's environment.
Are you bullish on the economy at this point? Job growth has been steady for quite some time, though, you know, economic growth has been on the slow side.
Well, our outlook is for a continuation of slow but steady economic growth. Certainly the first quarter GDP is looking like it's going to be in that 2% range, and we've sort of been stuck in that 2% range for GDP in the United States for a while. I will say relative to the rest of the globe, our economic performance is performing relatively well. My primary concern today really is with regards to inflation. I think if we continue to see oil increase in price here, we may see some of the inflation readings, the CPI readings, start to bump up over the near term.
The market has put together a nice 5 or 6 week rally since falling 10% at the start of the year. Is it time for a pullback? What do you think?
I think it's time for some relative calm in the markets. You know, certainly the first 6 weeks of 2016 were very weak performance for both equity and the credit markets. And certainly the rebound has been just as dramatic. So the outlook for the near term is relatively calm, sort of steady performance for the financial markets.
What do you think the Fed should do from here on out? I know the Fed had originally planned last December to raise interest rates, I believe, 4 times over the next year, and they've obviously pulled that back. What do you see them doing?
Well, our outlook from the beginning of the year that the Fed was going to remain on hold for all of 2016 and the short-term interest rates were going to remain where they are. I would say the one variable that may force the Fed hands in terms of having to increase going forward is if we see a continuation of the trend towards higher oil prices. Certainly that could pressure some of the inflation readings. So our outlook is for sort of moderate to weak economic growth, potentially higher inflation. So a little bit of a reversal to last year where economic growth was moderate and steady, inflation was low. So sort of a different dilemma that the Fed is facing in today's world, but we think the most likely outcome is for rates to be stable for the balance of 2016.
You know, you've mentioned oil a couple of times. Are you looking for a pop in oil prices at this point?
Well, certainly we've had a pretty significant rally off the lows in the level of oil. So, you know, our year-end target for oil is $45. I will say there tends to be seasonal biases which push the price of oil up towards the summer driving season. It tends to peak right around the July-August timeframe. So we may see some more upward pressure on the price of oil, but our year-end target is for $45. So a little bit above today's level.
How do you see China at this point? China's growth has obviously slowed, and there's been some talk that they've been deliberately misstating how strong their growth is.
Well, certainly the economic releases and numbers that have been released by China have been in question for an extended period of time. So certainly investors have always questioned the real level of growth that China's economy is experiencing, even though the published numbers have been strong. You know, so certainly it does seem as though there are a couple of bubbles in terms of some of the financial assets and the banking system and some of the real estate in China. So our outlook there is for continuation of disappointing numbers for China.
Bernie Sanders has criticized trade policies from Obama in his campaign for the presidency. Could you comment on that?
Well, certainly, you know, China has been, managing their currency. Some would label it manipulating their currency.
Right.
But it is interesting that when there was upward pressure on the Chinese currency is when China was managing it. And now that there's more downward pressure, they're letting it free float. So certainly, the Chinese, as do a lot of countries, act in the best interests of the Chinese. So certainly, you know, I think there is something to the fact that, you know, we need to have fair trading with all of our trading partners. And certainly, you know, free floating currencies is part of that fair trading policy.
And speaking of currencies, how concerned are you about the dollar? The dollar seems to have fallen lately.
It appears to me as though the Fed and maybe some of the other central banks across the globe don't mind a decline in the dollar because it alleviates some of the debt that's denominated in U.S. dollars, especially for emerging market countries. So with commodity prices increasing, oil increasing, that relieves some of the pressure also. So at this point, I don't think the Fed or other central banks are worrying about a relatively small move in the dollar stronger.
And finally, Mark Heppenstall, how do you feel about the 2016 presidential race and how it might affect both the economy and the markets?
Well, I will say one of the things that, you know, you think about is if it is a Trump-Clinton, candidacies for both parties, how that may affect Fed policy. And you just wonder whether or not, you know, the Fed may be a little more hesitant to increase interest rates as we approach that election, if it is between those two candidates, which it certainly looks likely at this point.
Well, Mark Heppenstall, Chief Investment Officer at Penn Mutual Asset Management, thank you for joining the podcast.
All right, thank you.
And you can follow us on Twitter at WSJ Podcasts and subscribe to all our shows on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify. Thanks for listening to this edition of Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner at the News Desk in New York.